go to John chapter 1. And we're going to be doing verse 43. The next day, chapter 1, verse 43. John chapter 1, verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Notice he didn't say you can do what you want. Okay? And this is not a critical word. It's just to let you see, when he comes to an individual, he gives him a commission. Follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida, and Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law." Don't you love the idea that he is identifying the Messiah through the Word? So this young man knows the Word. He knows that Moses wrote down that there was a Messiah coming. And he even adds, "And about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Now listen, I mean, that's an incredible revelation. Amen? "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. Does anybody know why Nazareth has such a bad reputation? It was small, and it was way up north, and it was so far into foreign territory that it was invaded by a lot of unbelievers. So there were very few believers, even in the Jewish law, that lived in that city, and it was really looked at, like, for instance, if we were to say, "Well, I live downtown New York," and you're thinking about all the garbage that goes on in downtown New York, you believe that there's nothing good that can come out of New York. And the same thing happened to them. They had a mindset. Their mindset was that there was nothing good in that section of the country. It was the dumpy area that nothing good could come out of there. All right? "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." I love that. Now, how does Jesus know that there's nothing false in him? He's discerning, just like you. You need to discern. You need to learn what God's opinion is of an individual versus their own. "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Woo-hoo. Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Now, his excitement is why? Anybody have a clue why he's all excited? Is it because of the word of knowledge? Yeah, it is. Okay. Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree." Now, did anybody else know that he was under the fig tree? Yeah, there was one witness. But God had him pegged. Amen? Now, he then added. Now, he's giving this man an incredible word of prophecy. "I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
He's telling him, you're going to see the angels ascending and descending on whom? Who's the Son of Man?
Jesus.
All right.
Are you catching on? I want to take you back to Genesis. Okay? I want to show you in Genesis chapter 28. Okay? Genesis chapter 28. And we're going to go to verse 12 and 13. Verse 12, this is Jacob. If you want to back it up to verse 10, it might help. Jacob left Beersheba and sat at Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head. Say, the stone must have did it.
Stone must have did it.
And he laid down to sleep. He had a dream, in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your fathers, Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land in which you are lying, etc.
Did the stone do it? Is it not called the Jacob's ladder? So who is Jacob's ladder? Jesus. Jesus is the ladder on which the angels go up and come down.
The anointing came down and touched this young man, yes? What did he do to them? What am I saying? I am the Lord your God, of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through the neighborhood, through you and your offspring. I am with you, and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. Say, the stone did have it.
The stone did have it.
Didn't it? What did it have? It had a connection for this man to God. There are things in your life that are going to have a connection, and they're going to reverberate within you to change you from what you were to what you need to be.
Hallelujah.
Go back now to verse 51 of John chapter 1. He then added, I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. What does that mean? It means that our God knows exactly what he's doing. I'm going to take you a little higher. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Chapter 1, sorry. Chapter 1, verse 5. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 5. All this is evident that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. For which you are?
Suffering.
Are there not sufferings in life? Yes.
God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. Did you hear that? He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power on the day he comes to be glorified in the neighbors. Is that correct? Does it say in his holy people? In his saints?
Yeah.
In his holy people? And be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you.
Amen.
So his angels are going to come in and out, up and down upon Christ Jesus in me. Now look at your neighbor. God's angels, declare it,
God's angels
are going to be coming up and down
from the heavens
on you.
On you.
And on me too.
And on me too.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
But is that what the word says?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
My God, we got two yeses?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Why is it such a hard thing to believe that God's angels will manifest because of the word that comes out of your mouth? Why? Where's the problem? Is it with God?
No, it's with our brain.
Anybody have problems with their cotton-picking brain?
Yeah. But then we have to remind ourselves that we have the mind of Christ.
And we have to declare it.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes we don't feel that we have the mind of the Christ.
No.
We think we have the mind of somebody else or our old mind back. How many have trouble with the old mindsets coming back? Yeah. You can't afford that. You cannot afford it. You cannot afford to stay locked into your old patterns and think you're going to have a victorious lifestyle. Because what you're doing is you're short-circuiting the angelic kingdom. Did you hear me?
Short-circuiting, yeah.
I want you to close your eyes right now. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I confess my sin.
I confess my sin.
Of going backwards sometimes. Thinking that I'm not worthy. Or good enough.
Or
holy enough. That God's angels
would not be able
to be commissioned by me.
To
do a holy work around me.
And
on those that I intercede for.
And on those
those angels are on the job right now. They're doing an incredible work.
They're
coming up and down.
From
the heavens. All through the earth.
Wherever I send them.
Believing for miracles.
Believing for
signs and wonders.
And
there's no kingdom.
And there's no kingdom.
That will not bow to our king.
That will not bow down.
His name is King of Kings.
His name is King of Kings.
And his name is Jesus.
And his name is Jesus.
And he rules.
And he rules.
And he reigns.
It's up to me.
To declare it. I believe it. And I confess my unbelief. In Jesus' name,
I rejoice
that there are miracles
that there are miracles
just for me.
Just for me.
highest.
In the highest.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those angels are doing a job.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to go there, but I...